Hare Krishna. Well, following from yesterday's notice of Sridharsi Tibor's demise, today in class we read the timeless words of Sukadeva Goswami in this very famous line, Ayu Harati Vai Pungsang Tasyam Asyam Chayanasu. How both by rising and setting the time decreases the duration of life of everyone except those who are Tamashloka Bhatta, those who glorify the Supreme Lord, Tamashloka. And another example, which actually happened the day before, Bhakta Tibor left his body, is another patron of New Vrindavan, another devotee who has been coming for a long, long time, Thomas. He rides a motorbike, and he's not young. He's, I think, in his 50s, but he rides a motorbike, and he was overtaking a car, and the car made a left turn, so he ran into the car. Anyway, to make a long story short, he's in the hospital in a critical condition, actually brain dead, and except for his heart, none of his vital organs are working. They're being made to work by machines, mechanical means. So both by rising and setting, the sun is decreasing the duration of our life. And we keep hearing about all of these incidents, and they are extremely extremely shocking. They waken us to the reality, and yet at the same time we keep admiring the sunrise and the sunset, the beauty of the sunrise and the sunset, although in effect they're guillotines that are warning us of our imminent death in the future. So how seriously should we be taking this type of news that we hear, and how seriously do we really take it? Well, here Sukadeva Goswami says in this verse, recognize the fact that by rising and setting, the sun is bringing you closer and closer to death. We have been cursed to die, and from the moment of our birth, we're coming closer and closer to that inevitable moment. However, death is for those who have wasted this human form of life, who haven't taken advantage of the opportunity of Krishna Kirtan, of hearing about the Lord's pastimes and activities, because this then becomes This becomes the bhavashodhi. This becomes the medicine. It becomes a medicine that immunizes us from death. Yes, we will not die. Not that we will not die in the sense that we will not give up this body. This body you have to give up. But we will not die because we realize that the soul never dies. We will not die because after we give up this body, even though it may appear to an ordinary person, well, he was a Krishna, and he died just like everybody else died. Yes, it isn't that we just all of a sudden ascended to the spiritual world in our same bodies, or some kind of miraculous event takes place, and we live forever in this material world. No, to a materialistic person, like everything appears to a materialistic person, which is materialistically or materialistic, materialistic people see everything materialistically, they will also see the departure of a Vaishnav, the death of a Vaishnav, as a death, ordinary death. But it won't be an ordinary death. It won't be a quote-unquote death like people are used to defining that word. But rather, it will be a glorious entrance into the spiritual world, because one has been immunized from death in the same way that a an inoculation or some type of medicine immunizes a person from a particular disease. People get different types of inoculations in order to protect them from certain type of diseases. And that medication, it spreads throughout the body, and it protects one from that disease, either for a certain period of time or for life. Similarly, when we're regularly, and nityam bhagavata sevaya, it says that nitya, one should always, or satatanam kirtayantonam, constantly, the message is same words, nitya, satatam. If devotees constantly fill their ears with the names and pastimes and glories of the Lord, then the effect that has is to actually make them immortal, or bring them to the realm of immortality. This material body, is, let's cast it off. It's of no value for the spiritual realm, for the immortal realm. But one will no longer then have to come back in this material world, and once again go through this cycle of repeated birth and death. So, by all means, it's a wonderful opportunity that we have. Here we are. We have this opportunity to chant, to hear, to engage in pure devotional service, and in that way inoculate ourselves, ensure that we don't waste our time. Avyaktakalatvam. This is one of the nine symptoms of a devotee in ecstatic devotional service. He can't afford to waste time. Why? Well, one is that he really already has such a insatiable taste for pure devotional service. But the other is that he knows that anything else other than chanting and hearing and activities that serve that chanting and hearing, either directly or indirectly, I'm wasting my time. It's killing me. And therefore, he avoids that at all costs. So, once again, meditation for us for the day. Here is another day. It's a very nice day here in New Bajadam. But it's not just a nice day because the sun's shining, because it's not too warm, because the wind's not too hot. It's a nice day because it's an opportunity for rendering devotional service. So I'm going to go after finishing worship here of Radha Damodar and meet with the temple council. And in the evening, I'm going to do some bhajans with the deities. And if I feel that I can bend sufficiently, then I'd like to be able to dress Radha Shyamasundar as well. So, yes, that will be a very nice day. It will be a very good day. And the day when one cannot do these things, then, oh, I've wasted my time. So let us pay heed to Shukadeva Goswami's words. Actually, I had told the devotees when I was giving in class, this verse is one that I really resonate with, because I first read it and it first struck me when prior to my devotee days, when I had, in the winter time, moved out into the country with my wife and my dog, and Srila Prabhupada's books, and more or less that's all I was doing, is reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And I remember it was a cold wintry day in the morning, and I was sitting in front of a fireplace reading Bhagavatam, and I read this verse, and I thought, oh my Lord, every day that's going by is killing me, and what am I doing with my life? I better to put it to some better use than what I'm doing now. And that became a real turning point when then I said, okay, that's it. May 1st, I'm joining and moving in the temple. It didn't end up being May 1st. It ended up being sometime April 25th or 26th. But in any case, it happened. And my eternal thanks for Shukadeva Goswami for really waking me up to the reality of sunsets. Sunrises and sunsets. Hare Krishna.